The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and we talk about those things with you. And I talk about those things with...
Ad infinitum.
Ad infinitum, that's it. Ad infinitum. You mean I talk about all about that stuff all the time? Well, that's, you know, when that's what your living is, you tend to talk about that, so... Exactly. But Miss Robin's here this morning again, and glad to have her.
Oh, you and Chris really make me feel good this morning.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear that. We had I hope you enjoyed the show last weekend from North Carolina. We'll be on the road again this coming weekend.
Yes, we will.
We'll be broadcasting from
Frostburg,
that's Allegheny. I think it's Frostburg, Allegheny, or Garrett. I can't remember. But anyway, that's where we'll be. We'll be in Frostburg for our lodging. But the event that we'll be attending is a National Deer Association. Used to be Quality Deer Management Association. National Deer Association event up in Garrett County on the 21st. So we're going to drive up Friday and.
Turn me down a little bit.
Am I blowing them out of the water? Sorry about that. Is that any better there, Chris? How about that, Chris? Any better?
I was in the process of, I was out of the studio getting something.
Oh. No problem. We adjusted whenever.
Were you the one that was telling me to turn
it
down, not Chris?
Now it's a little bit, Robin, you need to turn down just a little bit, and then both of you will be right on cue.
Is that better?
We go. All right. Well, anyway.
Yes.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
See, everybody joins us for this when we do it the first thing in the morning just because we're not in the studio with you and we can't do it quietly.
Right.
So they're all part of the show.
Exactly. Part of the behind the scenes, so to speak. But we put a picture on Facebook of Robin and I, or sorry, I'm yawning, put a picture of us on our Facebook page, Outdoors and Radio Show Facebook page, of Robin and I sitting on the couch in Duck, North Carolina, and broadcasting from there. I've got my little cup of coffee, and, you know, Robin's got her blanket, and we're just...
Gotta have my blanket.
Chilling out.
That house froze.
It was a weird cooling system in that house. One part of the house was 74 degrees in the main area, and then the bedrooms were like, I don't know, Ice Station Zebra.
Well, and I explained it to you. It's because the great room is so big, and it takes so much to get that cooled off after the sun off all day.
Right.
That by the time you get in the bedrooms, it's...
The rest of the house
is frozen.
Yeah, frozen. Anyway. Well, but the temperature was, the weather was hot. I mean, it's just been hot. For a long time, so came back, had a nice wedding down there. Friend of our daughters and Robin's bonus daughter, I guess. I got married at Currituck Lighthouse, which was nice to have that in the background, and you know, sent out on the lawn there, right at the site of the lighthouse. It was very nice.
It's beautiful.
And, I mean, it only rained the one day, but, and then on the weekend in that part of North Carolina traffic is just excruciating. You can't get into any place to eat. It takes you forever. forever to get, you know, 10 minutes takes, 10-minute ride up the road takes, you know, 45. So, I mean, that was not my, that was not my cup of tea.
No, it was not your cup of tea whatsoever.
No, but once we got out of that situation in Duck and the traffic and so forth and got out to, where'd you take me?
Oregon Inlet.
Oregon Inlet. Went down to Oregon
Patterson Inlet. Patterson Seashore.
Yeah, went down that way. Man, I'll tell you what, your blood pressure drops, you just kind of relax, and you go, oh, this is cool, I like this, I could stay down here, I could visit down here. And so that's...
I learned two things on this trip.
What did you learn on this trip?
I will never, ever step foot on the Outer Banks in August again.
Oh, no.
Okay?
No.
And I won't stay anywhere above... I guess you say above the Hatteras Seashore. I'll go farther down. I want to go down towards Avon and Hatteras Village and Ocracoke that way. That's just me. That's what I enjoy. I don't enjoy the hustle and bustle, and I won't do that again. But this was for something special, and that's why we did it, and it was worth it. And I'm happy I was there, and I was proud to be a part of it.
And crabs are out of season.
Oh, that lady.
We went to a very popular restaurant in Mandio. And
the food was awesome.
Yes, and the food was good. And it was recommended to us by
one of our listeners.
And we ate there. We had lunch and sent them pictures from there. And so
it was great.
Food was good. Food was good. But somebody, one of our, I guess our son-in-law wanted to try she crab soup. And she comes back and she says, I'm sorry, crabs are out of season. And I guess Robin said, you mean nothing with crabs, no crab cakes, no. She said, no. I said, you mean, when you say they're out of season, you mean they're too expensive to buy and turn into meals at these prices. Well, yeah. I'm like, okay, just be honest. We know a little bit about crabs. We're from Maryland, so, you know, and I understand it, you know, so. Anyway, Labor Day is coming here in a couple of weeks, and after Labor Day, crab prices will drop, crabs will get bigger, and that's the best time, in my opinion, to eat crabs is late September, October.
Yep.
How about you, Robin?
Yes. We had crabs last night, and they were amazing. They weren't super big or, you know, but they were really, really good.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We did have some Maryland crabs last night, which were not bad at all. So, our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And to remember the phone number, you're listening to WCBM, and its location on the dial is 680. So, WCBM-680. Is the phone number, 922-6680, numerically for those who are challenged by the alphabet. So we can take your phone call. We're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about today. You all are running the show. We don't have a particular guest or topic. We're just going to be freewheeling, almost as usual. And to enter the fishing tackle giveaway contest, you need to call that number. Leave your name with our producer, the what do I want to say?
Illustrious?
Illustrious.
Illustrious.
A little tongue-tied?
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I am.
It's early morning, of course.
It is.
Yeah, there you go.
I got my tongue caught in my eye tooth. I couldn't see what I was saying.
There you go.
So, the illustrious Chris Klaproth, and he will take your name and phone number, put it on the list. Go on the air with me. That's one of the qualifiers. Or Robin, you can request either one of us or both, and we're both here listening. And then at the end of the month, your name gets translated into a number. Everybody's name gets translated into a number, one through whatever. And Robin uses her random generator on her phone, and the phone clicks and clacks like a roulette wheel, and somebody's number pops up, and whoever number pops up wins a fishing tackle from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So I think it's a striped bass package this time around, which is pretty cool. Yeah, so that's the story. Getting the fishing tackle contest. What do you think? What do you think? Now, what did I do with that? There it is. Aha. Okay, same as before. We're talking to some folks. Looks like we're going to have some new sponsors here in September. We are going today to on-site to watch Legacy Waters at work, doing their thing in a local pond here for a friend of mine. And we're going to see how that all works and watch the machinery work. And very happy to do that. So just wanted to say that. Been to a couple of our sponsors this past week. I've been to Clyde Sports Shop. I was there yesterday. They had run out of Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. Clyde called me on Thursday and said, hey, we need Crab magazine. So off we went and restocked them and a couple other folks. Been delivering the magazine since we've been back, the magazine being Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which is available online, as is the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. MDLovesCrabs.com and Maryland Hunting Quarterly, all spelled out, .com, will put you in touch with the magazines. If you like to read magazines online, it's a pretty nice setup. You click on the cover, and it takes you to another site where you open a flip book, and you can read everything right on your screen. Pretty cool stuff. So speaking of Clyde Sports Shop, excuse me, we're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, and I was talking to a friend the other day. He goes, hey, I got a new gun. I said, oh, you did? He goes, yeah, look at that one. I said, cool. He happened to show me an X-Bolt Hell's Canyon, the long-range model in 300 Winchester Magnum. He put a scope on it. This Hell's Canyon is available with a composite stock. The barrel is fluted, and it's a sported barrel with a Cerakote finish and a threaded muzzle brake, and it is a very, very nice rifle to handle. Very nice rifle to handle. Now, that's the Hell's Canyon model. Then there's the X-Bolt, which is an extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available, adjustable feathered trigger, detachable rotary magazine. Those are two rifles in the X-Bolt category. The regular standard X-Bolt, which is a really nice rifle with a walnut stock, and then the Hell's Canyon. It comes in three configurations, the Speed, which is a little lighter weight and lighter calibers, the Long Range, and the Macmillan models, and it comes in select calibers as well. You can see all the Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it is Clyde's Sports Shop. Then we have, on this side of the pond, the Bay Bridge, we have Backyard Billy's. Now, Labor Day's coming up. Of course, summer's been very, very hot, but it's no reason not to steam crabs or do some grilling outside. And you can get equipped for all that when you visit Backyard Billy's. They're on Kent Island. It's your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful, all colors of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs and those Adirondack chairs that everybody likes to sit in. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the beaches of Maryland and Delaware. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, the ceramic goat, grill smokers by Kamado Joe, and the Big Green Egg. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. We saw a fire ring on TV last night, didn't we?
Fire pit, yeah.
Yeah, they built a little thing in their backyard around the fire pit. And I said, man, they need one of those fire pits from Backyard Billy's to really accent that thing.
You know, speaking of fire, I had mine on this morning because it was so cold back here.
Really? You had our fireplace
on? It was going off when I came back.
Oh, okay. So you can check out the garden decorations and furniture, too, for any lifestyle. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. That's Evans Avenue, 44B, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look great at Backyard Billy's, 410-827-4500. We'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Department store north of Houston sat a Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. In a minute he knows the front door will close and this tired old Santa can pack up and leave. But a big fella came out of nowhere and he sat right down on Santa's knee. Well, the whole place stopped dead as the big fella said, "Dear Santa, I'd appreciate you listening to me." And he said, "Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, oh, with crabs for Christmas, my Christmas wish will come true." He started perspiring and it looked like he might be in pain, and his face got all stiff as he asked the man if he would take just a moment and kindly explain. Well, the man said, "You know, I'm from Maryland and them crabs is what I'm itching for. Don't you know, Santa dear, with steamed crabs and a beer, it would be like a trip back to old Baltimore. Baltimore. Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, with crabs for Christmas, my Christmas wish will come true."
Oh, man, I was just singing. Love that thing. Love that song. I remember sitting in my grandma's house listening to that at Christmas time for the first time when it first came out. And we were so excited. We just thought that was the coolest thing, that somebody would put that on the air.
Oh. Yeah, yes, indeed.
Sorry, I got nostalgic.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. No problem, baby. Any callers on the line there, Uncle Chris?
I wish I could say yes.
Okay. Well, you know what will happen. Everybody will wait till 6:45 and then call.
Exactly.
And that's not how it works.
No.
No, you got to call now so you can get in there. We can spend a little time with you on the air. But if you wait till, you know, if you...
And by calling so early, you can get into the contest for the fishing tackle. You have a head start amongst all those other people.
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
It was so hot and so miserable and still are. Everybody's just hiding in bed as long as they possibly can.
That's a good theory.
But it's warm in bed.
Yeah, but that's where it's supposed to be toasty.
Okay.
Okay.
It
if you,
is.
If you say so. All right. That number again is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We would welcome your call. Talk about anything you want to talk about. I mean, yeah, it's hot. There's no question about it, but... Life doesn't.
It's miserable.
It is miserable, but life doesn't stop. People still have to work, and, you know, fish still swim, and that type of thing. So,
yeah, we, a lot of people have outside jobs. We were just talking about people that we really sympathize with for.
That's true.
Outside jobs.
I have one of our sponsors for the for Bucks, Bears, Stags, our measuring entity. A silver sponsor. It's a company called European Skullbusters, and they do the European skulls, which means they have a process where they, if you take your deer skull in, they take the flesh off and so forth, and they make it, you know, nice and finished for you to display like that. And the owner, Bob Underwood, took a bear in 2019, I think, and we put his picture in the magazine. It was a big sow. It was a big. Sow from Allegheny County. She weighed 348 pounds. I think it was a pretty good sized bear for Maryland. 7.5, 8.5 years old by the aging process, and measured that bear's skull for the record book yesterday. And guess what? It made the record book. 16-inch minimum. The skull was 16 13/16, which put it, you know, well over the minimum. So we were happy to do that for Bob. And then we've got picked up a sika deer from one of our advertisers, Continental Arms, Jimmy Howdyshell, who's number 2 in the book with an 8-point sika stag firearms. And his friend from Dorchester County took this deer probably 30 years ago now, and we're going to measure that one up for the record book. And so coming up to Garrett County for the event on the 21st, we have 30 Western Maryland deer that have reserved spots to be measured, and we're still looking for black bears because the category has never been done before in Maryland record keeping, so we really would like to build our records of the Maryland black bears from any year. And so that's what we're looking for. And anybody locally who's taken a bear in Maryland or a sika deer or a white-tailed deer, just go to our website, bucks-bears-stags.com. And, you know, there's a way there you can request to have your animal measured. Just fill out that little form with the information and drop that on the email, and we'll take care of it. So, and we're emailing.
Because our deers for that event, the deers category is full. We can't measure any more that day. Is that correct?
Well, there's a waiting list now. So in case somebody doesn't show up, you know, we'll call them and they can bring their deer by. But we're about maxed out at 30. It takes a little bit of time to measure a deer, especially something that's non-typical, you know, with some abnormal points and things like that. It takes at minimum 15 minutes, and, you know, sometimes it goes a little longer than that to get every measurement correct and do all the paperwork. So,
and you want it done correctly because it can make a difference of what books they get into and what they
category,
qualify
sure,
for.
Yeah. Typical, non-typical, exactly right. Yeah. So it's, you know, we've got our measures, you know, are all volunteers, and we are so appreciative of our team because these men take their time. And, you know, they do this on their own time, and they show up at these events. And, you know, it's all about promoting Maryland and the great animals that we have here. So name of the company is bucks-bears-stags.com. And we would appreciate you taking a look at the website. Our Facebook page is very active. What do we have, like 4,300 people on on our Facebook friends and that type of thing. So when we put a big deer up,
It goes nuts.
We have, you know, 130,000 engagements, 150,000 engagements. It's, you know, it's pretty interesting when we do measure a great big deer. People just they just share it. So, but you can look at, you want to look and see. We put that post up. Bob put that post up on Robert Underwood's bear yesterday. You want to see how many people saw that post so far? Give people an idea.
You know, I will.
That'd be cool. Not immediately. You can do that at your leisure.
I will do it in 1 second.
All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And looks like emails are coming in. Oh, okay. We've got Glenn on the line. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? I sound great.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. How you liking this hot weather?
I guess it's a lot better than the freezing to me.
No, it's not. I'll take freezing.
Robin's a snow person, so mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of like the cooler weather. October, November is my time, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So what's been going on? Anything good?
I knew a whole lot. I'm supposed to go to the Queen Anne's County Fair today.
Oh, you're going to Queen Anne's County Fair? Good for you.
Tractor pull.
Oh, that's fun. I always enjoy going to the tractor pull a lot.
We used to do that back in Pennsylvania. We had a friend who was, he liked, more so than the tractor pulls, he liked the horse pulls. Have you ever been to a horse pull?
I don't think I was. I think, I mean, I think they had it, but they had the old, it was a tractor pull, but they used, this is a long time ago, and they used the regular, the sled that they used for the horses, and they instead of course, they didn't have the newer sleds where the big weight slid up on.
Right.
I mean, they just had a few guys along each side of the track, and every little bit, one would step on it.
I got it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we went to one where they used logs, and if the horse could pull the first log across the line, then the next time around it was two logs. And the third time it was three logs, you know, and they just kept adding logs until the horse couldn't, you know, the horses couldn't pull them anymore, which was a very interesting concept. But, I mean, you know, horses, they used to use draft horses, and these were big draft horses. These were, you know, Percherons and Clydesdales and that type of stuff. And they're not race horses by any means, not trail horses. Yeah. You know, these were big work horses. And, you know, these guys would hitch their horse up to those logs. And that's how they used to get the logs out of the woods. Let's be frank about it. Those horses would drag those logs out, you know. So pretty cool. All right, Glenn. Well, enjoy the fair today, okay?
Great. It don't rain until after it's over.
That's right. Well, the rain looks like it's going to quit here for a while, so that's a good thing for a little bit. And we'll talk to you later, okay, buddy?
You have a great day, Glenn. Yeah. Stay cool, okay?
Yeah, and God bless you all.
You
God bless, Glenn. Take care.
Thanks for the call.
Great. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's talk to Melanie. Good morning, Melanie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Good morning. I had called a couple weeks ago and told you I had gotten a survey in the mail.
Yeah, how'd you make out with that?
I did. Well, they sent me a follow-up one, so I thought I'd just call it. You know, it was from the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
NOAA, okay.
And I have. They sent a whole nother one in case I didn't send the other one in. And I didn't know if maybe there was a way I could get it to you. That way you could see all the questions they were asking or not. It's, you know, if that was something you would want or not.
Was it emailed to you?
No, it was actually sent to the mail, the U.S. mail. So
I see.
Like a hard copy survey.
I got it. Can you make a copy of it or scan it and send it by email, or do you want to make a copy and mail it to us?
Yeah, I can scan it by email, but I have to wait till I get back to work and do it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
You want to have Chris give me how I can get it to you? That would be
great. Oh, it's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's our email on the website. So
ellis@ellisoutdoor.com.
Yep.
Okay, I'll do that in just a couple days then, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You do the same, Ellis.
Have a super day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm sounding hoarse.
Yeah, you are sounding a little croaky there for some reason. But that's all right. You'll get through it, baby.
Yeah, I know.
You'll get through it.
You know, with all the stuff they've been talking about, every time something doesn't feel right or go right, you think, oh, what did I do? I didn't wash my hands enough, or did I? You
know? Oh, no, it's craziness.
Yes, it is.
Hey, you know, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, located at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach, carries Matthews bows, including the new V3. They carry Bowtech/Diamond and Hoyt as well. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10-point, and they tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store and will fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and accessories, and all will be mounted professionally and correctly on your bow. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, die-hard bow hunters, athletes, the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me and my crossbow and compounds and the bow technician, Corey. He's top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. That's a pretty big deal. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number, 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. We'll be right back.
Another day of downpours with thunderstorms flaring up again this afternoon. We've had them 3 days in a row, some of them packing a punch. Storm Prediction Center keeps us flagged at risk for severe weather. Our high today, 90 degrees. Low tonight, 68 degrees with early evening thunderstorms drifting east. And then lower humidity comes in for the back of the weekend Sunday and early next week Monday. High temps in the 80s, nighttime lows in the 60s and 70s, and a comfortable start to the new week ahead. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Put another log on fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans, and go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe, and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why.
Next verse is my favorite.
Now don't I let you wash the car on Sunday?
Anytime you want.
Don't I warn you when you're getting fat?
No comment. No comment.
Fishing with me someday. Man can't love a woman more than that. Ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take her driving every night? So sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet, and you know it ain't feminine to fight.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hey, Chris, my buddy Joe.
Yes.
He worked with a guy. They both have good jobs. He worked with a guy that quit his job as a government contractor to take up a career as a mime.
If it's Joe, okay. Don't try to figure it out.
That's true.
Yep.
And they were good friends, but he hasn't heard from him since, so I don't know how that went.
It just happens.
I know. So, here's an email. The missus is right. I'm all burned up from fishing for strippers yesterday. I'd love to win the fish tackle, reporting that strippers, rockfish, are running in the Fort Smallwood area and even into the Patuxent River area. Can you talk about your wife... Can you talk to us about what you're hearing about the fishing around Maryland? Well, sure. Why not?
I haven't heard much lately.
No? You haven't? Oh. Well, no, we've been away, but, you know, it is hot. And the focus right now is on the Lower Bay. The folks are fishing for the Spanish mackerel. They're fishing for the cobia. Down in the southern part of the bay. In the northern part of the bay, the rockfish, the striped bass, seem to be focused above Rock Hall and have been all season. Now I'm sure there's some, you know, showing up off some of the regular areas and so forth. But let me take a look here in a little bit and see what the local fishing report is. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. 410 WC. Oh, and because of your email, we will put you in the fishing tackle package content if you like. Let's see. Yes. We'll add you, John, to the list. Add John to the list, and we'll ask him for his phone number. John E., Chris, if you don't mind, and we'll get a phone number.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, so it's John E.?
Yep.
Gotcha.
And when I get his phone number, I'll send it to you. Okay?
All set. We've got Tom on the line.
Let's talk to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, folks. I was going to ask if you were back from North Carolina, but I think you just said you were. I'm glad
yep,
you made it back safe.
Me too.
By the way, Alan, I agree with the missus. I'll take the cold weather any day over the...
That's one thing we agree on.
And by the way, Alan, and Mrs. Elkin, a raspy voice is a sexy thing. So, Alan, be good to your wife, because a lot of men find that raspy voice sexy as hell, myself included.
What's your opinion, Alan?
No hablo inglés.
That's not a smart answer.
I know. I know what the smart answer is, but I can't say it on the air.
Thank you, Tom.
Anytime. Hey, listen, I really appreciate it hearing from the fella in New Zealand. I'm the one who called about the deer antler red velvet supplements.
Yes, exactly.
And in fact, I had done a little bit of research on it before I called, and it's from what I can find and found and still am looking, New Zealand is renowned for the best source for that supplement. And
that's true.
That lends a lot of credence to what he said. I'd be real interested also, and by the way, I'm laughing because I'm thinking of the fish man. Can't get him out of my head. I'm sure he's loving the show because I know we've had a lot of deer talk today already.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, before my final thought, you wanted earlier callers. A lot of radio shows have that problem. Maybe if you got an extra entry into the contest, if you called in the first hour, maybe you get more callers, huh?
Maybe.
Hey, that's kind of it. If you call the first hour, you get an extra entry. That's pretty cool.
Maybe.
That's a thought. Anyway, I'll leave you with this. I hope the fella from New Zealand calls back in. I'd love to hear more about what's going on with their gun situation over there and their tyrannical government.
He did bring that up. He said crime is rampant right now because of the big, firearm seizure.
Exactly. I'm curious, though, to know how freedom-minded people over there plan to deal with that government. I think we're going to be faced in the near future, and I think you're seeing it already with the government overreach relative to these vaccines and masking mandates. I'll tell you what, I believe the government back when they told us the swine flu was such a vicious thing and was going to cause so much death and despair. And I've never been sicker in my life than when I got the swine flu vaccine. I won't get another vaccine again. And if you come to my door and try to force me, well, let's just say it's not a good idea to do that.
Okay.
I don't know how you folks feel about it, but I'd be interested in hearing how the other folks who are listening feel about being forced to take a jab. And I'll leave you with that thought. God bless both of you.
All right,
thanks
man.
So much, Tom. You made my morning.
Thank you, sir. There he goes. All right.
I like that idea.
Indeed.
No. The second, if you call in the first hour, you get an extra entry.
Oh, you. When do you want to institute that policy? Next week?
After this. We got another one coming up or not? Another contest? We have one more month of it or not?
We can do it. Yeah, but we can do it this week if you want.
Oh, okay. I like that. Let's do it starting next week.
Okay. Cool.
Starting next week, Chris.
So. Okay. So.
Chris says, thanks a lot, Robin.
All right. You know, folks, you can subscribe to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources fishing report, and we can talk about that after our final break. Do you have that beautiful fireplace in your house that you just never use because it's too inconvenient? You don't want to cut the wood. You don't want to buy the wood. You don't want to haul the wood. You don't want to split the wood. Now, when I was a younger man, I did all that. We had a wood stove, and I did all that. But Robin and
I. So did I.
Robin and I had this fireplace here in the back room that was just a hole in the wall, and all it did was suck the heat out. So we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the entire region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert. We selected the Enviro Model EX35 because you could sit across the room and you could hit the remote control and turn the flame on and control the flame higher or lower. The blower could be controlled by the remote control. There's a light in there that you can turn on and off to enhance the appearance. So we like that. We like the convenience. We like the heat. We like the ambiance of the whole thing. And Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they've done follow-up with us, and they've done service with us. Very friendly, very nice, very easy, accommodating. We love that little fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro, like we have, and the Regency brands, and now is the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. That's Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Be ready for the cold weather that we've been talking about. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. The phone number is 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Line-X Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie install your Line-X spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County.
Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hey, we're back, and we have Chris on the line. Morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. I'm doing well, and I hope you all are also.
Yep.
Doing good.
Yep, thank you.
You had a nice vacation, so I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you. Yes, I was too. Next time, a little calmer.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Alan, I talked with you about 2 weeks ago about a movie I discovered called Dead River Rough Cut.
Yes. Now, we haven't had an opportunity to see it yet, but we
will. I did see it. I didn't get to call you last week because it hadn't come in yet. I thought it had, but it was another movie I'd ordered.
Right.
And I watched it. It was a good movie. I was a little disappointed because I thought it would go a little more in-depth into what they did to make it through the,
right,
you know, the Maine woods in the winter and some and all that. But it was still an enjoyable movie. It got a little rough in parts.
What's it called again?
I'd definitely give it a PG-13 rating.
Okay.
But it was still a good. It was still a good movie.
What's it called again?
I beg your pardon?
What's it called again?
It's called Dead River Rough Cut. And it's about two old timers that live out in the woods up in northern Maine.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Goes into them skinning logs with oxen and hog butchering and some things such as that. So it was a good movie.
The first thing comes up is home dentistry on it. I'm not sure about that.
And then I was sitting here on hold, I happened to be looking through a magazine I got, and I just saw this thing in Missouri. They had some deer that were collared, and they tracked one buck who traveled over 200 miles in 3 weeks.
That's very unusual.
It says here the mature buck crossed, made seven river crossings, crossed an interstate highway, eight state highways, and a railroad track.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's quite a well-traveled. Most white-tailed deer don't leave their one-square-mile home area except during the breeding season, and then they'll expand their range a little bit, and then people will see, you know, deer roaming through their areas, you know, that they've never seen before, and then after the rut, they're gone again, you know?
Yeah. So.
Chris, I added it to our watch list on our
All
Prime.
All right, you guys have a nice weekend.
All right, buddy, thanks
have
for the call.
Have a super one.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. Let's keep those calls coming, folks. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That's coming up after the news. You hear the music for the end of the hour. And Robin has something to say.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Try to stay cool. And do us a favor, stay hydrated. It can get dehydrated really quick. Keep on drinking that water.